This is Deborah Jean for the Mountain Patrol. I'm hanging out at Canadian Tire. I'm talking to Dave Vinluan. How are you doing today, Dave?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Great. Tell me about Team McKenzie.
Team McKenzie, it came from Danielle Royal and Sarah Short. Their baby girl was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago. So she was diagnosed within a couple of weeks of being born. And it's a very rare form of brain cancer then. She was apparently the youngest person ever in Alberta to contract this rare disease. If we take part in the Ride to Conquer Cancer, this is going to be our second ride. As part of our fundraiser, we're doing this hot dog sale.
And what other things has Team McKenzie been involved with?
This is one of our first round of donation drive. One of our team members, Jim Milley here, he's going to be doing a poker tournament at the Canmore Legion on May 25th.
Tell me about that poker tournament. I might show up for that.
So Sunday, May 25th from 4 p.m. we'll be doing a poker tournament. It'll be 9 tables of 8 players each, 72 people in total. This is the fourth year I've done it. Huge success. To date, we've raised over $22,000 on that event alone. Previous years, we've donated some of that money to Kenmore Hospital, the SAGE program, Kidsport Bow Valley. Last year, we decided to donate all the proceeds to the Ride to Conquer Cancer, and we raised just over $9,000 last year on that event. And we expect to raise that or maybe hopefully a little bit more this year. And again, that'll be Sunday, May 25th, Canmore Legion. If anybody's interested in participating or donating prizes for the event, they can reach me on Jim_Milley, M-I-L-L-E-Y, at hotmail.com.
How important this is to Canmore and to cancer care?
It's a little tough for me to talk about this, but when it comes to cancer, everybody is affected in some way or another, either directly or indirect. Fact remains that 1 in 4 people will contract cancer in their lifetime. And that's a scary statistic. If you look at the statistics now compared to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the survival rates have gone way up, mainly due to research. Without the money that we raise during events like this, you know, that research doesn't get done. People won't do it for free. People don't spend 7, 10, 12 years of their lives in university so they can work for nothing. So, you know, as noble as it is to find a cure for this terrible disease, you know, it costs money. So we do stuff like this to raise awareness and raise money for that. And cancer's a big one. It raises probably more money than any other charity out there. But there's a reason for that. It affects more people than probably anything else out. The Ride to Conquer Cancer last year, I believe, raised just over $7 million. We contributed $32,000 to that effort from our team alone. This year, our goal is to raise $36,000. We're going to keep going as long as there's interest, as long as we can get people to participate.
Thank you very much for chatting with me today.
Thank you.
This is Deborah Jean for the Mountain Patrol.